Hello, I'm Marianne Penn.
And I'm John Francis.
And on this part of Chatterbox, John Francis and I will have more news stories and our weekly information desk and our second feature. But we begin with more news from round and about Norwich.
And before we come to our unbelievably brief information desk this week, we report on a fundraising golf day at Sproston Manor and that plans for a superstore at Taverham appear to have been shelved. But we begin with an unexpected discovery at Cinema City.
When construction workers at Cinema City stumbled across a mysterious signed photograph, they would have been stunned to realise it was the image of Norwich legend Louis Marchese. Marchese was the founder of Norwich Roundtable, a charitable organisation that dates from 1927. And after the city centre pub, originally named after the famous local, has returned to its former name, the lucky find means that Louis Marchese's face will once again adorn the sign above the door. Des Fulcher, a district councillor for Stratton Ward, is helping the new owner to restore the sign to its former glory. Mr. Fulcher, an ex-national councillor for the 41 Club, the network of alumni of the Round Table, helped with the creation of the John Hurt Centre at Norwich Cinema City. The project included naming a room in honour of Louis Marchese, where the first table meetings were held, formerly known as Suckling Hall. While the project was going on, a 1960s signed photograph of Mr. Marchese was unearthed in the old meeting room at Cinema City. Print copies of the photograph were made available for purchase to raise funds for the Round Table. After reading about the reopening of the Louis Marchese pub, Mr. Fulcher visited the pub to offer new owner Lisa Atkins one of the limited edition prints. However, his offer turned out better than expected, as Miss Atkins was in search for an image to use for the pub's sign. The pub originally had an artist's impression of the signed photograph decorating the sign, but now the original image will hang in pride of place on the sign. There will also be a copy of the photograph on display inside the pub and upstairs a large wooden piece of Round Table memorabilia dating from 1947. Mr. Fulcher described it as a unique piece of history from a key Round Table group from London, somewhere which has strong links within our organisation. Miss Atkins and Mr. Fulcher are currently working with the Norwich design agency GGS to have a new sign made for the pub featuring the image. Until recently, the firm was directed by a member of the Norwich 41 Club. The Louis Marchese in Tombland reopened on Friday, June 23rd. Owner Miss Atkins said that the opening weekend had been busy.
A charity golf day brought out some Norwich City legends to help raise money to support victims of domestic abuse. On June 28th at Sproston Manor near Norwich, the ex-City players raised more than £1,800 for Leeway, a specialist domestic violence and abuse charity in the Norfolk and Waveney area. Among those taking part were former Norwich City stars Grant Holt and Rob Newman. The event included 18 holes of golf, a two-course meal and a fundraising raffle and auction. A number of local businesses were among the nine teams who competed on the day, with several also providing prizes for the auction. Last year, Leeway supported more than 8,500 women, children and men who were experiencing domestic abuse, with this year seeing a 27% increase in referrals for their services.
Plans for a superstore in Taverham, which prompted a legal challenge from Norwich City Council, are being scrapped 3 years after permission was granted for the build. The proposed development on land near Taverham Nursery Centre was given the green light by Broadland District Council in January 2014, but was then subject to a legal challenge by the City Council, which argued it was not an area identified for retail growth and that there were defects in the decision-making process. Norwich had argued that the retail use should have been kept into the city centre rather than a competing peripheral centre, but councillors in Broadland voted it through unanimously. Since then, the land has lain vacant, and the 3-year deadline to start work in the original planning permission expired last month. The developers have since written to Broadland to seek a screening opinion ahead of submitting revised plans. Richard Martin, associate director of Scott Properties, said the market for large superstores had fallen off quite dramatically since planning permission was granted for the site, but they were working to progress development as fast as possible. The site is still allocated for retail, but the retail market has changed quite a lot since 2014, he said.